Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Also, check out our YouTube, the Valenti Rico Show. Simple. Just subscribe. It's free. Why? Evan tells me that helps us. I think that's a pretty nuanced description.
Yeah.
I don't do algorithms. So listen, we started the show in a very open-ended manner. I have no problem continuing it. Lots of people want to talk. But if you watch the games this weekend, want to know what your emotional state is, what was your takeaway? And not in a sense of, I really like the approach by this. No. Your takeaway in your year's over. The year was a failure. Injuries robbed you. So did your performance against the Commanders. The Eagles blowing the doors off the Commanders made me feel better because it let me understand just how far away you really were. You weren't beating the Eagles. It's in essence, they saved you the pain. It's like the difference between dying in your sleep or getting hit by a car. I don't know. Choice A sounds better. And the other one was watching the Bills. Well, go full Bills. Losing in the most heartbreaking manner to the same team. And there was a controversial call where I'm sorry, Taylor had the earpiece in. That ref who ran in from the Chiefs bench with a totally obstructed view to change the spot, even as Gene Steratore said they got the first down. Look.
Actually, two controversial calls.
Oh, yeah, the Xavier Worthy thing. Yeah. Yes.
The bottom line. Because that one is the one I think that I would be livid if I was a Bills fan.
My two takeaways are, you know what? As bad as this was, it could have been a lot worse. A, you could be a Bills fan. You could be one of the best teams in the league for 5 straight years and have nothing to show for it. You've only done it twice. And the other part was the Eagles playing the way they played. Hurts was totally healthy. He looked mobile. The passing game was back. A.J. Brown put the book down, caught some passes. The running game's fierce. The defense is fierce. It's like, yeah. You know what? I'm happy to not have to look at Nick Sirianni bleep talking the fans here in Detroit. So I walked away from this weekend. Actually, it was cathartic. I felt good. But I want to know what you guys think. Look, I got into an argument with Cookies on the podcast about it. He was all bent out of shape. But I still wanted to be there. And I'm like, to do what? Great. You made the game against the Eagles. And then you had to watch Nona get shot in the head.
Because if you're
what
there,
is the point?
Because if you're there, you give yourself a mathematical chance of pulling off an upset. You give yourself a chance at making the Super Bowl. If you don't play in the game, there's no way you can win.
And my point is, by not playing, you avoided real pain. If you thought the Commanders game was bad, what would losing the first and only and probably last NFC Championship game in Detroit?
Yeah.
What would that feel like? Oh, and getting dotted by 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm good with it.
Well, I mean, you're already questioning the whole validity of the 15-2 season. But yes, if you were to play the Eagles, you would see, wow, we did all of this just to watch the pain, I guess, in 70-degree weather rather than watching it in the cold.
So that's what we want to know. And if you didn't watch, there's no shame. I just wonder what the hell you did with your time. But those two results, I walked away not feeling good, but I felt better about things. because I don't live in delusion. You weren't beating the Eagles. You didn't have enough bodies. I don't need that. I mean, I made the joke in the first hour to you. I said, look, at least if my team's bad, I can emotionally detach and just move on. Like, the Giants are terrible.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that than whatever the hell the Bills are attempting to accomplish. What the hell do you even say? Imagine if the Lions lose a couple more years in the playoffs like this. What's it all for?
Right.
See, this is my question is, did this season change you as a Lions fan? Now, this topic is probably way too deep, but I'm fascinated by the psychology of fan behavior. We've all gone on our own journey of fandom. The me of 10 years ago was different than the me of 20 years ago. With it, my fandom has gone a certain direction. It's been replaced by jaded pragmatism and cynicism. But I want to know, as a Lions fan, look, many of you went on a magic carpet ride this year or the last 2 years, and you have nothing to show for. Now, last year, Rico's right. It was so magical. Maybe you let yourself off the hook by blowing the opportunity to go to a Super Bowl because it was a year ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
It was unexpected. It was this amazing thing. Everyone went into this year where the Lions, for most of the season, were either the top choice or the number two choice to win it all. This whole thing, 15-2, we're coming to your city, takeovers, credit card debt, chaos, garbage cans, disco shirts, MVP, Jared Goff chance at churches, all of it. It was all for nothing.
Yeah.
Does this change you as a fan to where now you look at it differently?
Yeah.
Because I don't think the innocence is possible.
I was about to say, the innocence is gone. You don't see this differently anymore. You were forced to grow up. And now you have to be an adult about things and realize, you know what? Certain things matter. Certain things are fun. And certain things are meaningless. Whereas this season, everything mattered. Everything was fun. And everything had meaning. And it really doesn't.
You know, think about this. This would drive me to madness. Like, Jared Goff had a really nice year, but he didn't have this kind of year. Josh Allen finishes the season with a 92 Pro Football Focus grade. So just right off the rip, that's an insane grade. 5,000 passing yards, 46 touchdowns, 6 picks. You know what you got to show for it?
An MVP trophy.
Stugatz. Nothing.
Nothing,
that
right.
would drive me to madness.
You're right, especially if Lamar ends up with the MVP. You got nothing.
He cut the turnovers. He played the best football of his life. And still, he had the football, down 3, chance to really rewrite history and write, cement a legacy, and clean up ILU.
Yeah.
So when you think about being a Lions fan, and you watch those games this weekend, are your takeaways different than ours? And then there's this additional question. I want you to really search your soul on it. Do you believe you are changed forever as a fan because of the success of the last 2 years? They've never had it. You've never really been a Super Bowl caliber team. Reminder, 1991, I'm not making fun of you. You were 17-point underdogs at RFK Stadium. One of the largest spreads in playoff, or if not the largest spread in playoff history.
Uh-huh.
So you weren't that type of team.
Right.
Last year, 7 points. This year, you were 9.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
You've seen both ends of the spectrum. The point is, you were good enough. Are you different now? Because I'm with Rico on this. I think the innocent is gone, and you look at these two teams, and you look at what these fans are going through, and you go, okay. This is the terms of, terms of use.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
What?
You've reached a point now, and think about this, Mike. It's the reason why it's hard to get excited about the Wings and the Pistons and even the Tigers. Because you saw a winning team, you saw greatness, and if you're not close to greatness, well, call me when you're ready. For the Lions fans, I think that just because it is Honolulu blue and silver won't cut it anymore. Now it's, okay, is this going to help us win the Super Bowl? No, then I don't care. Is this going to get us over the hump to get into the Super Bowl? No, well, then I don't care.
See, I think what you're saying about the Pistons and Wings is spot on. I'm guilty. I can't go from watching a team chase a Super Bowl to, yay, we're the eighth seed. And it's like, that's insulting to the Pistons, and I don't want to be, because what they're doing is valuable and it is really encouraging, but it doesn't mean anything.
No.
The Red Wings, forget it. It's a tired, stale Tupperware.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they, plus 500 to make the playoffs still? Like, what am I supposed to do with that? To do what? Get aced out in the first round?
Yeah, and like for the Pistons, even though it was like 20 years ago, you still remember when they were at the top of the NBA. They were making it to the finals every year. And now, yeah, they, you know what? They could be the sixth seed in the playoffs. Okay, I guess that's good. Maybe I'll watch a game. Maybe I'll go down there. But there's no excitement. And I think for Lions fans, unfortunately, you may have graduated to seeing the Lions in that same viewpoint where if it's not a Super Bowl, if it's not an NFC title game,
it means nothing.
Yeah.
And listen, if you disagree with that, I don't think it's good person, bad person. I think we see the world in entirely different ways. And that's fine. But asking a question, I do wonder about it. Like, I wonder, all jokes aside, I break his balls on a daily basis. I wonder if Costa will be different.
I think he will.
You can't be this way next year. It's not possible. If you are, it just means you're an idiot.
No, because think
and
about
I don't think Jim's an idiot. I think he's a very intelligent guy.
Mike, if they go out there, let's just say that lightning strikes twice and you hit a home run with the coordinators. Oh, by the way, it looks like they're going to be hiring the Broncos passing game coordinator, Johnny Morton. They're flying him into town. You hit a home run. You go 15-2 again. Are you that excited as a Lions fan?
No.
Because you're like, well, we've seen this before.
I think the other thing we've got to talk about, and we have months to do it, is just do you go all in versus this we want to be good for a long time tagline? I think there's so much to unpack. So we'll get to the people. This weekend was something. I'll just tell you. I feel for you, but it made me feel a little bit better because it beats losing to the Eagles. And for me, it's like, yeah, I don't want the pain you're feeling. I don't want to deal with what the Bills are dealing with. I'll just sit over here with my 3-14 team. Leave me alone.
You ready for your new QB?
Yeah. I don't care.
You're getting one.
Rico, I got nothing to lose. I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, look.
We're taking Jackson Dart. It's going to be exciting.
You get a QB. You got a lot of pieces in place. Okay. And nobody wins the NFC East twice. Okay. You're back.
You're selling. You know, you're selling me a burnt out building and using AI generated photos. Cut it out.
But it's got an LED roof.
Right.